Jamaica and the Caribbean. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, the CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And listen to me tonight, Sister Cecile, the Top Shelf Diva. And we will be having a blast tonight. We have so many things to talk about, so many things to celebrate. Yes, we are giving back to the Crescent Primary School. And the show tonight is all about Give Back Jamaica Crescent. Now, when we talk about Crescent, I mean, it brings back so much memory of our Crescent All-Age School back then. It is now the Crescent. And so many of us all over the world have passed through these doors. And with this in mind, you know, we knew of our experiences back then. And as a result of that, we are giving back to our school. Yes, giving back is what we do. And tonight, we have a lot to tout about our successes of the Give Back Jamaica Crescent program. To date, we have sponsored 12 children. We have donated over 250 pairs of school shoes and hosted a Christmas treat, which we dubbed Christmas in November, for the 12 children we have sponsored so far, their parents and some members of the staff, to include Mr. Francis and two teachers, Mrs. Lewis and Mrs. Naughty, who have worked arduously with us to make this occasion a success. And also we thank our hardworking President Hopeton Brown, HB, who coordinated this event. Now, it is our desire to at the Give Back Jamaica Crescent to continue working feverishly to present success stories about our efforts. And there are so many things that we have going on at Give Back Jamaica. I'm waiting on my co-host to join me. But in the meantime, let's continue listening to Imagine. Imagine the world. Imagine a world where there'll be peace, where each one will help one. Join me tonight by calling in 661-467-2407. And on your keypad, dial 1 to speak with your host tonight, Sister Cecile of the Top Shelf Diva. Now we're talking about giving back to Crescent Primary School. Crescent Primary School has been the school for me since 1972. To 1980. I spent 8 years at the school, and I'm passionate about this school because this is a school where I learned so many things, my formative years. This is a school who made me into who I am today. Crescent School then, envy of all the schools, the primary schools in the Caribbean. And we want to bring back, we want to restore Crescent to its former glory. And this is the reason why we are so passionate about giving back to the school, put on a map, because we know that if we help these children at the school, these needy children, we're not only helping ourselves. We're not only securing our future and their future. Yes, we are securing our future also, because when these children grow up, and should they not have a proper education or loved and cared for in a manner that, you know, makes them feel wanted, these kids might be something else. They might become wayward. Who knows? And I mean, a society like Jamaica presently, where you have so many, you know, crime, criminal activities, we don't want these children to go down that road. We want these kids to come up and have a good education and make the future of Jamaica and the world a better place. Now, yeah, we love Crescent, and my co-host is coming on, and surely she is one who is also passionate about Crescent. She is a cryo. Anytime you talk about Crescent, Crescent, she it brings tears to her eyes, and it's not just tears for tears' sake. It's tears of joy, you know, and I can identify with her cries, these tears of joy. Sometimes I'm like, I know she's going to cry, and I know she's going to cry. But yes, we are passionate about Jamaica, and we're inviting you one and all to join with us in this, venture, so we can, you know, get this thing rolling and everybody coming on board and things start happening like things are happening now. Because as I said before, we have done so much since our little program came on the scene. We have given over 250 pairs of school shoes to organization, the said institution, and we have also hosted a Christmas in November, a Christmas treat dubbed Christmas in Jamaica for the 12 students who we have sponsored so far, and we're also looking for people to sponsor students. You know, once upon a time when I was in school, I wished and I hoped that I had somebody somewhere, not necessarily abroad, you know, just somewhere who would just lend a helping hand, just give us a lunch money, just give us a pair of shoes. We would have gotten much, because I ask myself sometimes, like, what if I'd gotten the help that, you know, we are trying to give these children now? How far would I have gotten? Probably I would have gotten much, much, much further than this. Yes, tonight my co-host, Dr. Ev, is here, and she is very pertinent on all the information, read the Give Back program. And I want her now at this time to tell us something about the Give Back program and where we have reached and what we've accomplished and where we want to take this Give Back Jamaica program. Dr. Ev.
As usual, thank you so much. And, you know, I'm going to be branded as a cry baby, but, you know.
Yeah.
I really don't mind it at all, because it's an honor when you are at a place where you can look back where you're coming from and you remember it and you honor it, because I do honor that, because that is what molds me into who I am still becoming. I'm still pushing forward, and a part of that is reflective. The fact that I can look back, reflect, and pull forward, and that's what Give Back Jamaica is all about: reflection, being happy in where you're coming from, being happier to know that you can move forward, you're moving forward, you're making some headway, and not only that, be happiest, because you can pull somebody along. And here is what we talk about, Give Back Jamaica, and thank you so much for inviting me in, and I'm always here, just trying to make the case for giving back to Jamaica, in particular now giving back to Crescent. And we are focusing on Crescent for a while to take her, as you usually say, back to that prestige institution, and it's all doable. It was before, and it can be again even better. So that's why we're here, and we're living testimony. We give our testimony every week, you know, from the humble beginnings. So we're still trying to get to that place. We're trying. We ain't giving up. Because our best is still not enough right now, and we reach our best yet, driving for better. Some of the programs that we have successfully delved into so far, and as you guys know, or if you don't know, then you should hop on board. We have established our Give Back Jamaica right there on Facebook, Give Back Jamaica. And sometimes we don't have a lot to give, but we have a lot to give because sharing and getting the word out there can bring that attention. And sometimes we have some very rich persons out there. And we don't have to. It's not really the rich person we are looking for, you know, but we are looking for the persons like you, me, who have a dollar or two, who have the intention, and for those in particular who have understood what it means to be a crescenter, as I call us, coined that word, crescenter. It is awesome. So we have our website also, givebackjamaica.com, and we make it nice and easy, you know, that you can't forget it, givebackjamaica.com. And, of course, we have our email addresses, givebackjamaica@gmail.com, that givebackjamaica@gmail.com. So if you have any inquiries or so, just please direct them to us. And, of course, we have the top shelf, the diva here, who stuck his show. On Facebook also, every time you can direct all question there, you'll be able to give back. And we have our executive boards, HBR president, vice president, T. Reed, and so. So we're real organized and well put together working this thing. Okay, program. The programs, most of our programs we are working on, if you visit our website, Give Back Jamaica, .com, you'll be able to see in more details some of the program and what they entail and contribution, etc., etc. Our November, Christmas in November, we call it. And I'm telling you, now that brought tears to my eyes when I see how the decor was. Oh my goodness! We specifically said we didn't want any plastic. We don't want any half anything. We wanted to give these students all the things to strive for. You know, to strive for. Give them something that they don't get every day, and that is. There, and I'm not saying that they don't have this in their home, but I personally, sometimes you have a little party for kids and you give them plastic cup and plastic glass, and we did not want that at all. We want them to get the real deal.
Get a real taste of what dining is.
Real taste, yes, the real dining taste.
Yes.
So the ambiance set the stage. Then we have all our chinaware, beautiful cutleries. Oh, my goodness. It was just so beautiful. And that just kind of warmed my heart till it was heating up.
Yes.
Skip up the heat every now and then. And
it was a beautiful
the tears.
It was a beautiful occasion. And folks, you can go to Give Back Jamaica Crescent Primary Project. Go to our Facebook page and look at those. Feast on those pictures and see these are some of the things Dr. Ev is talking about right now. The beauty of what we saw, these children, you know, I saw two little girls drinking out of wine glasses at Amy, no? I wonder if I want them a drink.
Actually, that was, of course, you know, nowadays you have the non-alcoholic, call it that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And
yes.
We wanted to give them that taste,
give them
that exquisite
feel of what the wine glass feel like, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Those little girls came out in their Sunday best. They look so beautiful.
Oh, gosh. I had somebody text me and say, "Hey, Doctor, is where those children from?"
Yes,
Jamaica. They look so exquisite. And I said, "Oh my gosh, And then I begin to tell her, because she's in the States, she's an American, and never been to Jamaica. Then I begin to tell her, because here we are, and here how ironic this thing is. I'm trying to say, hey, we are trying to get a little party for children who basically have nothing. And we're trying to bring them into, giving them an experience. And this lady is looking and saying, "Doctor, are you sure these children don't have anything?" Because these children, where me see, look like them come from uptown. And I says to her, Jamaicans are a people, and I really kind of start to get down into this, because this was not the first time. It's like you're trying to say something, but the picture is saying another thing.
No, that's
for her. Jamaicans are a different breed of people, you know. Let me put it that way.
They are proud.
Proud. And they take them hand and make fashion.
Yeah.
And then fix up things differently. Differently.
Yes.
You know, not because you're poor, because you have to you know, if you are gold, you know, powder up and sweet up and try and put on the one church frock where you have, because no matter how you're poor, most of the time you have one little church frock or one little church shoes or what. The church, you hear me talking about, guys, the church is really very important to a lot of Jamaicans.
That is true, Dr. Ev, because it, no matter how poor you are back home, there's always a little Sunday best, a little, you know, if anything should happen to you, always put aside, you know, your little socks or a little panty for that occasion. So when occasions like these pop up, mama, go and draw for the niceness. I bring it out, and they're going to comb your hair, looking so nicely, and put on your Sunday best. And you're going to look good, like these children did. They look so radiant.
I'm telling you, people
may look at them and say, "Oh, how can you say these children are, you know, don't have anything?" No, they don't. But this is how Jamaicans behave. There's always something put aside for rainy day or for sickness. My mother would say. For sickness,
have to take
shame out of your eyes.
Shame out of your eyes, it is.
Yes.
But them can always, boy, put in a way or not, them can get one little piece of cloth, and when them fix it up, you don't know it's not out of some thing.
That is so true.
Absolutely, and I think this is what I really had to seriously get down. I remember years and years ago, I was working with the Ministry of Housing at the time, and we had some special housing funded by the World Bank. One of the scheme come to call Nannyville, one De La Vega City, the other one out on Spanish Town Road there. And one lady, she was from the States, and she came in as the social worker on the project. And there was some other dignitary from representing the World Bank. And I was at Nannyville at the time. That's where I was being a social worker there. And the lady says, but these people are not poor people. These were not the people we intended these houses for. These are like middle-class people, of course, coming out of the States and looking at, and people who are in Jamaica who look at Nannyville, De La Vega City, and those schemes that this, and when I left, they had quite a few more. The houses that these people put up, how they pride there. Because when we start those houses were started one straight piece of wall. And then you had friends and family, and we had technical support, as we call them, who were plumbers, carpenters, et cetera. They would come in on the weekend and help the folks. So these houses were built by community, kind of communal, friends helping friends and so on, because these people had basically nothing. But when the houses and their projection in their head, they wanted a house just like Beverly Hills people or anybody. Their chest was high. So when you look at the end product, you had beautiful houses. And as when they got into these houses, I tell you, to be honest, there were folks that we had to, because some of them were coming from the country where they used to outside latrine, and they go outside and pee, like you know, they go outside and just pee, you know, go into the bathroom. Well, no, this is a community where, you know, have a whole lot of yard. You didn't have a whole lot of yard. Their houses were close together. You can't go outside and just pee like that anymore. Mm-hmm. We had to teach them for going to the bathroom to pee. And this is how that. But you cannot imagine how Jamaicans think all we need is a little opportunity. And this is what we're trying to provide for these students. And we're saying, we are giving you something, strive for, not that knife and fork and thing, but I think we need to get at times a little of the finer things in life. And this is what we're giving them, an experience. We're giving them all the experiences that we can give them, and so that they will kind of have a better idea. This is reachable. Is this me drinking out? You know, a lot of us, while we grow up, we don't get to drink out of a glass because your mother says, you're going to break the glass and be some one glass because we just didn't have it. For you at Christmas time to drink out of a glass, it was just out of this world. So we want to provide them that.
You know, Dr. Ev, I honestly believe that these children will never, never, never forget this experience. Never.
I hope they won't. I hope they won't.
Never forget
and
this
I hope this would be just the beginning of, you know, other elaborate things that we can expose them to.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
So, folks, that was our dinner, our little appetizer, because it wasn't all, you know, the extravagance and all of that. We had, we had an artist to serenade them, thanks to HB and bringing in an artist. We also had a television station there that was able to bring us some good media. We always love that because that's what helped to get the word out there. We had the decor. I have to thank, take the opportunity to thank the caterer. Decor, I mean, it was just absolutely, he was absolutely marvelous. We had one of the parents doing some, I heard the cake was so delicious. Everybody wanted to get a little extra piece. I mean, so, you know, I'm just tasting a bit of that cake, and that was done by one of the parents, the parent of one of the children. Let me just take a little time to talk a little bit about the program. This is the Sponsor a Child. We call it Sponsor a Child program. And this is children that were identified by our wonderful Mrs. Norty. She is a teacher also at the school, but she is the liaison between us and, you know, getting all of the information we have to work on here. And she has identified these children as most needed. And when I say, don't look on the outside, if you're looking at these pictures in the videos, don't really even think that these kids don't really need it. They need it badly.
Yes.
So we were able to put out there, and we have been working on this for a while. Now we have up to 12 students, that individual folks here in the United States and elsewhere. Our program is expanding because we have so many students that need this help. So what happened, we have a student, and anyone listening in can call us, and we'll be able to invite you in and be a part of this beautiful program. So the students, we $25 is per month to help a child with lunch. So that $25, your $25, would be able to help a child for the month with lunch, $25. If you want to help a child with lunch and also transportation, because in Jamaica we don't have the yellow bus system. We do not have that there system, period. If you're coming to school and you cannot walk to school, if you're lucky to be close by, you would have to take a cab or a bus in order to get to school. And you, as the parents, have to pay for it. This is why it is so very difficult. Considering a mom, and I say a mom because a lot of times a mom is the head of the household and the only parent. So she has three children. Considering you have three lunch money, three bus fare to and from school, that is rough. Plus, of course, all of the different gadgets nowadays. And we're not even going to go to that because school, as we know it, has changed overnight. So you have to have, not coming in school to sit, but you have to have gadgetry to work with. The iPad, yeah. The computers, and if you have iPad and computer, you have to think about internet. So think about all of those other costs is compounded into struggles. So we have introduced the program so folks would be able to help, and this is help a student. So if you would like to help a student with a little bus fare and a little lunch money, that would be like $50 per month. So $25 for bus fare, $25 for lunch money, so $50. Now, if you'd want to step it up a little bit more and help with like concerns, like, you know, little pencil, little book, because during the year, I mean, they have needs for so many other things, then that would be $70 a month. And that is not taking care of the child, but helping, you know, really differing a lot of the costs, so it makes it easier on the parents. So these were the kids that we were hosting and just celebrating with them during our little Christmas in November. So that is the program there. We just came off a program that called Shelf. Our hosts here just talk about our Kickers Club, and our Kickers Club is in full swing still because we are getting a whole lot of requests from a whole lot of other schools since we started. So we have to be expanding rapidly and fast. Kickers Club, is you able to sponsor a pair of shoes for a child? And we want to buy shoe that is not just going to be a one-a-day and throwaway. We want it to be beautiful, as we expressed before. We want to give the kids experience and let them feel proud and dignity and pride. So we want them to give us best quality as ever. So a pair of shoes, to sponsor a pair of shoes, would be $30. And I think that's a reasonable amount to get a decent pair of shoes. So $30. We were able to give over 200, I think eventually went up to about 288 pairs of shoes to the student at Crescent School. We were thinking about 250, but then the demand and our funding kind of took it up to about 288 students who were helped. Now, I mean, I've talked about the gratitude that these parents send over that. I mean, you can go on our website and look at how and, you know, some of the comments that were made for the shoes. And while you're there, you can at least join in this joy of getting a pair of shoes. For the coming year, we are planning to do 1,500 pairs of shoes. We have five schools that we are going to be trying to support. So get on board if you're over there. Give us a call.
Yes.
Make a pledge. You know, tell your friends. I mean,
tell
share
your
the joy.
Yes. That we are on a roll, Dr. F. We are definitely on a roll. And you said something about the 12 children who got sponsorship. We are these were the ones who were feted at the party. No, we're not looking just for 12 students to be feted at a party. We want the whole school to be feted. So
yeah,
please,
absolutely.
Please,
absolutely.
Join us in giving. Join us in your donations go a long way. And it doesn't matter how much you have to give, but just give something. And my mother always said, every nickel, make a muckle. If it's even a dollar, $2, $5, $10. I mean, if you want to give $100, $1,000, $5,000, we'll take it because we will use it. We will use it, and you will definitely see where to help us. Dr. Ev, continue to tell them about the programs that we're. As a matter of fact, we have a 732-703 number. People who are listening, I mean, I know most of the persons who are listening really are Crescenters. Call in, man, and make your pledge and tell me what's going on, what went on in your time at Crescent. Call us, man. Come in on the thing. Get in on the action. So, caller, if you want to talk to us, just dial 1 on your keypad, and in essence, as I always say, just put up your hand, and I'll see you, even if you're sitting in the back row, I'll see you, and I'll call on you, okay? Dr. M, continue.
I hope they don't have no dial phone. In essence, they don't dial them phone. Oh, my goodness. If you dial your phone, that means that you're well rich still.
No. Press one on your keypad. Just press one. And I mean, we'll talk. We will talk.
Definitely.
Because there are so many things we have to talk about, Dr. Abe. So many things. I mean, you are the brainchild of many of these program, and for that I applaud you. You know, I know your passion. I feel your passion. I feel it when you speak. I feel it when you ball. I feel.
Don't let out my secret like that, man. Just don't let out my secret.
I feel your passion, and I know you are so happy when you see all these things, you know, coming to fruition, especially this. what I'm just talking about. When you see all these little girls come out in their pretty dandan, sir coming out, I know, sir, the principal, Mr. Francis, is elated because his school is getting all of this attention, and we, as you said, we are striving to put Crescent on the Caribbean's map. We're trying to get Crescent back to its former glory, and we need your help. We alone can't do it. It takes a team. It takes a team. It takes teamwork. And people, we are beseeching. Sunday nights after Sunday nights, we're here, you know, talking about Give Back Jamaica. It's not just talk anymore. We have action, action, not a bag of mouth. Okay.
Definitely. Talking about action, we have just started another quick program. We're talking about sustainability as well and giving the school things that they can help themselves with. And they have created a coop, a fall coop, and we are going to be furnishing them with 200 chickens and feed for them to bring those chicken to market. So if anybody out there listen to me, and you guys ever live in Jamaica, know we have the machine for them. And especially at come at Christmas time, you get well, half a dozen of them and you fatten them up and grow them, you know, for your pot, or you can sell a couple of it to get some extra cash. You know, this is what we are trying to, not just give a handout, but we are trying to instill pride. And for these students, that's not going to be hard, and it's never hard. You just want to start off the Jamaican people then with a little something. So if anybody is listening in to want to go into our chick-chick little project, $10, folks, $10, a donation of just $10 will buy a chicken and bring that chicken to the table. So once we get all of those little $10 together to buy all of those 200 chicken, and we buy the feed and all of them, because it takes a little bit of feed to get them. Luckily, it takes just about 6 to 7 weeks to get those chicken to the table. So this is a cash crop. Turn around quickly. We are trying to get that to them, and then we're going to add some layers so kids can get a few home and add to the nutrition as well. So let's go chickity chick chick, and please, I mean, to think about $10 donation helping to get a little chicken, a little protein for those folks who, you know, are protein chicken eaters, you know. It would be lovely to help us with that.
That is so good. That is so good. Not only are we putting shoes on these kids' feet, we are giving them something to eat. We are giving them protein.
Mm-hmm. We're giving them opportunity to grow their own stuff, because there's a garden that is now in place, and part of the farm, this is a mini farm, would be the rearing of the chicken. So it's not that these people are sitting down and looking for a handout, as I just said, but it's just an opportunity to start off something. And I mean, $10, you know, we're going far off for Jamaica.
They also will have a hand in what they grow, eating what they grow. And, you know, this will go a far way. This will teach these children to be appreciative. Appreciative. You know,
appreciative and getting a skill also.
Yes, that is so true. People, I see my switchboard lighting up. If you want to interact with Dr. Eva and myself, press 1 on your keypad, and we'll tune you in. And I always say this, put your hand up, and I'll see you, even if you're in the back. Because we here at Give Back Jamaica are passionate about Crescent in particular. Crescent, our former school. And talking to Dr. Ev, and when you hear she speak about the desk, the principal has showed pictures of the desk that people in the 60s, 70s, 80s sat on. And these desks are the desks that are still being used at the school. How is that? How is that comfortable? We know when we were there, we used to polish them. We used to do all kind of things to these desks. And they are the ones that are still being used. This cannot be good. This cannot be good. So we are also seeking for donations to sustain this child. Because we want, as we say, we want to bring Crescent back to its former glory. We want Crescent to become the envy of Jamaica and the wider Caribbean. So we are asking for your donation. This is no fun thing. This is a joke thing. All fun and joke aside, this is a real serious thing. You know, for those who are listening, who have just come on today, come on and listening, we have just donated basically 300 pairs of shoes to Crescent, the needy students of Crescent. And we just hosted a Christmas treat for these children also. So it's no joke. So come with your donations, and then you'll see what your donation is doing and what the donation has done. We have so many things in the pipeline, and Dr. Ev is just telling us about most of the programs that we have, because we at Give Back Jamaica, we are on a roll. So Dr. Ev, continue telling them about the programs that we have.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes it kind of takes me a little back sometimes when I talk. And how sometimes people don't get excited, especially when you talk about Jamaica. When we talk about Jamaica and our love for Jamaica, I am sometimes a little bit taken aback and say, boy, it is kind of strange how some you have to ask and you know, keep asking for folks to come in and join. I was thinking, just like how we watched Usain Bolt and the Jamaican, because Jamaican don't come to Olympic. Is not the Olympic will not be the Olympic. But the thing about it,
the Olympics,
those,
especially to see Jamaicans perform.
Well, you know, the Olympics is not going to be the Olympics without Jamaica. It's never been. That's the competition. That is the highlight. But what folks have to know, I think we have to connect success with the wheel behind the success. And the wheel behind the success of anything is the people who are working in the background and contributing, whether, I mean, financially, whether with encouragement and so on. It is not just, you know, a lot of times we hear people say congratulations and God bless you and all of that, and that's in order, but that can never, ever bring people on the road to success. You know, we want folks to say as many congratulations. Put one dime and say, hey, sister, like when we were in Jamaica, my mother, you know, said, why, Sister Lynn, see one $2, you know, see what you can do with it. See what you can do with it. I'm making things look better. You know what I mean? This is what we want, folks. So don't be aloof. Don't separate yourself. It's just like sometimes you have almost a feeling that, hey, congratulations for what? Be a part of it. Hey, my sister, you're doing a good work. Here is a $10. Add to the good work that you're doing. Because congratulations is not going to move the needle. God bless you is not going to move the needle. Because you want, hey, I'll bless you with $5, sister, for make the needle move. You're doing a good job. This is a place where I can invest something. Well, you know what? I don't have more than $10, but I have 20 friends. I know them will join in because I love the work that you're doing. That's the kind of intensity. That's the kind of love. I'm a person, you know. Me like to see more than we can talk. So me is the action person. So if we can get folks in order to say, and some folks say, boy, well, I mean, I have nothing now, you know. When me I talk about, I have nothing. And sometimes I know people can't find a, literally a dollar.
Yes,
but
that is true.
If you have 1.50, that would you. Here is the thing. We have about 3 million people out Jamaica who have Jamaica connection, either directly or first generation. Can you imagine if 3 million, even 1 million, 1 million of us put $1.
$1.
One single dollar.
Dollar.
Mm-hmm. No, that can hurt some people. You know, I may hurt some people because if you ask them for a dollar, them tell you, boy, them can't afford it. And you have to respect that. But
definitely,
if we can even get half, even, let's go down to half of that, half a million people, 500,000, say they was going to give you $1. All right, let me even cut that further. Even 100,000 people said I'm going to give you $1.
Uh-huh.
You know what? We could have changed Jamaica. You know what we could have do with that? You know how we could have changed some lives? And I think what this program is trying to do, we're trying to have, because a lot of times Jamaicans will say, well, I give my money to so-and-so, you know, because them always I go, me not sure where my money I go. But a lot of times I can tell a lot.
I just got a text saying the exact thing. You're not joking when you say that.
The thing about it, you know, to be honest with you, because I have been in trying to give back from me a picnic. We were born in giving back. My parents never have nothing, but anything them get on the farm, them always I give to somebody, call somebody named Panakian, a breadfruit or that. So this is where our thing. The best breadfruit, them and the best roast Mitchell banana, we never get them feed. The 13 hand banana, somebody always get those good things, the good something, them. They'll always give it away. But let me tell you something, and to be honest, the folks who are going to tell you, say, them don't know, they're not giving, because they don't know where their money is going. They're not giving at all.
They
will never give at all, period. That is just one of the excuses. I am in this business long enough to know. Because when you look and you tell and say, Miss Jane, listen, what your little donation go to, it goes here, we take it literally and we put it in the hand. And when you go and you explain and you explain and they get it, then say, boy, you want to see, would I give something, you know, but next month, or then we tell you, well, we have three people, pick me, I take care already, you know, and
that's
then you find their excuse. They will never, ever give up. But I'm not going to waste much time kind of rhetoric too much.
There are genuine persons who want to give. Genuine person who wants to give.
People who want to give in any facts of life. If I see somebody on the road and I want to give them something, I'm not saying I'm not going to give them something because them going to buy drugs and so. Buying a little drug for somebody could have saved them life one whole day. You know, when we say we are going to buy a Gucci because it makes we feel good, I would look at somebody, how can somebody take out a $5,000 and buy one bag? You know what I'm saying? It's like you say, if I'm going to give somebody something, I am going to give somebody something. A gift is a gift. With you are telling somebody, hey, I'm giving you this. No, what I want to do is for them business. That is for them business. And I'm not saying X and Y and Z, but sometimes that's what you have to do. We have programs. We deliver our gift to our children or whatever. We always have somebody down on the ground delivering. We always have a representative right on the ground to do exactly what we want. You are welcome to look at every donation we have. We have transparency. We are a nonprofit organization, so you can't fool around with stuff like that. Is this not an organization or a couple of people just doing something? And a lot of time, even well-founded organization, they have their problems. You have you have certain big organization, 80% of what they collect go to executive PA and all of that, and only a matter of 20% really go to help folks. What we're doing, every 10 cents you give go directly to where it's supposed to go. And we're not really belligerent anybody. A lot of times, even my friends, if they know what I'm doing and they don't, if I have to beg them or ask them, I don't. Because if you know me, you know what I am doing, you're supposed to be able to say, hey, Ev, I know at this time of the year you feed the children. Here's the $50 I'm donated for you to make your program successful. This is the kind of a thing that would love to do. You hear about a program. You said this program, especially if you're Jamaican and you know what hardship is about, and you look, because you really have to look too. What are these people doing? How transparent are what they're saying they're doing? Do you see people who are being benefited? Are the project they're saying doing, are you able to see that people are being benefited from them? Once you can see that, and everybody has to do their due diligence. I'm not saying somebody should take their hard-earned money and not care. Sometimes some people do that. Hey, you give something and you don't care about it. That's up to them. But we would like for you to be a participant in what we're doing. We want you to participate in the joy. We have sponsors that sponsors our children, like these children that are sponsored. Every time we have an occasion, we have them involved in it. We send them photographs. We have them look at their kind of participating in helping them to go to school. We have, with the permission of the parents, allow them to say, hey, the student, when we got the student, when they didn't have our help, they were getting D's and C. Now they're getting this help. Their attendance is improved. Their grades have improved because we're helping them with bus fare. We're helping them with lunch money. So those hindrances have been kind of lifted some, so they don't have no excuse not to come to school because they don't have bus fare. They don't have no excuse not to come to school because they don't have lunch money. And a lot of the times, is those two are the main things why students don't go to school.
Don't come to school, yeah.
Right. So if you don't come to school, if you're not in attendance, you really can't learn the way you're supposed to learn. So we're trying to get those out of the way. So when you have a student, we just had from our little get together, one of the sponsors, the kids, we call them aunties. If they're a sponsor, an auntie, and a male person, an uncle. So one of the aunties got a photograph. the kid put the photograph and wrote a beautiful letter to her, thanking her in a heart shape, and put his photograph on it, cut out paper graph.
Wow.
And she responded, "Oh my God, I just see, oh God, tears just fall out of my eyes."
Wow.
And she was just so excited in her voice. She sent a voicemail. So you heard the joy in her soul. And she says, "Boy, it is such a beautiful thing when you can help, especially a child." And this is what I'm saying. You sponsor a child, you're not throwing money somewhere. You're not putting somewhere where your money is not talking back to you.
Okay.
Your money is alive and well and talking back to you, telling, say, "Hey, you know, your money is working." Your money is working.
You know, Dr. Ev, when I get these messages, right, I often say to these people that, look, if you want to hear about the program, just come on the show and you know, or ask for the information. It's there. Nobody wants to cheat anybody or anything. We want to do is to help the children of Jamaica, especially Crescent. Just hold for a minute. I see a hand up. It's 732-703.
Go ahead. Yes, it's just so nice that you're able to be there to bring these the information live and well, so people can know that, hey, we're here all the time. We are accessible. We're not an organization that is well out there with a name yet, but pretty soon we will be. So it is encouraging with those who are able to do that, to come in and listen in and be a part of this.
Okay, let's see what this caller has to say. 732-703. Caller, go ahead.
Auntie Cecile, Auntie Marcella here.
Oh, my God. Auntie Marcella.
Oh, my God.
Auntie Marcella,
we just talked about you. We just talked about you.
Yeah, I was in the back row listening.
We just talked about you. Welcome.
Tell the people about how you felt today, because I know you got a nice tear-jerking moment today. Talk to us about your sponsorship of your little nephew.
This morning, I just checked my message. I'm like, when I saw it, I was, oh, my God. I was so excited. Tears came out of my eyes to see that, you know, the child is really accept it, you know, appreciate, oh, you know, somebody else, you know, care for him. I mean, I feel so good that I could able to, you know, assist another child, and it's not my grandchildren or my own child. I feel so good, honestly.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's such a good feeling, Marcella. Auntie Marcella, I mean, we thank you so much. Because I know your boy, his face was shining like the lights on a Christmas tree.
I'm sorry. it made me so good. Oh, my God. I was so excited. I cry, honestly.
Yes, and of course, folks who are listening to Auntie Martina, she did not only bring herself, but she had her friends coming in as well. So, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. When you feel the beauty of what it is to give and see a child resonate and light bulbs start to go off in their eyes and their little face start to light up. You have to bring somebody else in on the joy. And this is what happens.
Yeah.
This is what happened with the joy. And I'm so glad that you came on. I mean, really just so glad you came on to share that with us. It is a beautiful.
The time is so different from me. Like, you are like 3 hours behind you guys. And then sometimes I want to come on, but I'm still working. And then when I remember, it's all finished. So I'm so glad that I came on this afternoon.
Yes, we're so happy to have you tonight, Martella. We're so happy. And, you know, to share in this joyous moment that we are having right now on this program. The Christmas treat went off without a hitch. Without a hitch. And the children were happy. Happy children. Because some of them, this is their first time experiencing something like this. And in all honesty, yeah, we're happy that the thing went off very good. And the kids could enjoy themselves, and you could see the smiles on their faces. Everybody there was happy. There was a girl who sang, beautiful voice. And I mean, somebody need to grab that girl. Dr. Ev, you need to grab that girl and manage that girl, because her voice is such virgin, pure, pristine.
Yes, and it's a cappella.
Yeah. Is Dr. Ev with us?
Yes. I am. I'm just listening to you guys and, you know, just going back. I just hope for folks who are listening can get the opportunity to go and listen to some of the videos. The videos are being put together. We had TVJ who were there, so I know that they're going to put a video together as well. So that is always, we have, you know, to know how well we're doing as an organization, the media is always at all of our occasions. So I am really so thankful to them for really helping to get the word out there. And I hope, I know the word is getting out there. I hope that as fast as it's getting out there, we're getting as much sponsors to help with the needs. Because a lot of times when you're doing charity organization, it's really a heavy burden. Sometimes there is always that little one who is going to come up and say, can I get this or can you do this? And you may have to say no because you don't have the resources. That's the part that hurts a lot. Mm-hmm. That hurts. It goes with you. And sometimes you're in a position, you yourself, you know, you're not able to help because you just done help out 200-300. And, you know, you have to tell them, hey, wait a bit, you know. And it weighs on you because you're not able to always help everyone. You know, you're not always to help everyone.
And that takes me, Dr. F, to the other schools who are asking, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, for help for their schools. And we're saying, right now we are concentrating on Crescent, but, you know, we want to extend this out to other, we want to stretch out our hands to somebody else, another school. Some of these schools, like up in the countryside, like, you know, those in the rural areas, deep rural areas, we want to help those. And can you imagine with this pandemic, what they've been through with this distant learning? Can you imagine? So that's another area we need the assistance to help these children. And sometimes it really irks me when people, you know, text me and say, you know, are you sure the fund is going to where it's supposed to? It really irks me because you know, it is not a joke thing. And these people, as you rightly said, Dr. M, they have no intention of giving. I had somebody send me a voice note back home with the church and this and that. And I know, frankly, he's not a church member. I know that. You know, and he's going to tell me about the church and him help this. I'm not helping nobody. But that's just their excuse. That's just their excuse. But we need genuine people, people who have a heart, people who are burning inside to help. We need these people to help. And we're going to get them because those people are out there. They're just looking for the information to get to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. True.
They're just looking for the information to get to them because I know they're there. They're people with very good hearts. And I was telling somebody today that majority of the persons who have donated anything to this organization are persons who have never, ever been to Crescent or even been to Jamaica.
Yes.
They are
absolutely
white strangers. And tell me now, why can't we, as Jamaicans, especially those of us on the Give Back Jamaica Crescent page, come on, man.
Go ahead. The thing about it, when you say that somebody was, why is she mentioning, calling in? But, you know, we have to ask that question a lot of times. I mean, it may not seem sounding too good for you to say, hey, if I go to Crescent, we're wondering why you can't give back. And yet still, in the same breath, you say how much you love Crescent and how much you love Jamaica. So if it hurts you so bad for us to mention that, change that by making the donation. We're not calling you out because we really don't have time for that. But it's a note that we've seen and we mention it. That we're not saying about anything, but we're saying, oh, my goodness. You know, we have 400 or 500 people here. How many ways we can ask you to give? If you have a problem with that, then definitely you
Dr.
have a
Ev,
problem. We
can't
help.
Dr. Ev, my reason for calling out the page is because I get a lot of text messages from people. And I'm saying that if you, give something then and change the whole
exactly.
thing, change the scope. Give
exactly.
then. Instead of asking
exactly.
us, are you sure the money is going to where? No, you give something and see where the money goes. Challenge us and say, okay, I'm giving you $50. I'm giving
mm-hmm.
you $50. And my $50, I want my $50 to go towards a pair of shoes for a child. Challenge us. Or I want my $50 to go to one of those to get a new desk for a classroom. Challenge us.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't. Just
we
don't
will get
there.
The desk and put your name on it.
On
we
it.
Have
of course.
Imprint your name on the desk. You get a receipt. You get every single thing. So the challenge is, you come forth and see exactly how your money go. Because if I am the person who is the organization, and you're asking me, where do you know where the money goes? Then
mm-hmm.
you're questioning me. You know, it doesn't make much sense. But
I remember when we just started the Kickers Club, and I will always look to see the names of persons who give when you put the posters out there, like Auntie Martella, you know, Sister Cecile, Sister this, some name, you attach the person's name to the person's donation. So it's wide open. And we're not going to debate on that because We're not going to debate on that because we have people who are helping, and we just need some more people to help. That's all. We just need some one love. We just need one love coming from Bob Marley. One love. We just need, you know, the assistance to make this thing roll, just roll faster. Put more smiles and faces, more happy homes. Some of these homes have no father. Mother not working. I mean, it's no fault of these children. It's not their fault. And they are the ones who were accommodated with this give back program. They're the ones who are accommodated. Mm-hmm. And we're asking you, help us to help them.
I think, sometimes it is mentioned is that we want to extend the joy. We want to try and, you know, have everybody extended in the joy. I think when all of us operate as a village, it does so much more for the community. If I should become a multimillionaire and I go reconstruct the school and give everybody education, it won't be as wonderful as if everybody put a little penny, who has a penny, put a little penny. So all of us could share in that joy. It is a much different thing. It's like, you know, just one person doing this, and no matter how beautiful the school is, it's just one person. It is not the community anymore. You don't have a stake. We need you as a stakeholder, as a part of the community, or to become the community. That's what we are looking for. And not only that, not whatever we're doing, this would forever sustain itself and continue. I mean, I remember one of the most beautiful things I always like is when we have Labor Day. Of course, the street get clean all the time. But when we have Labor Day and everybody just come out with their machete and their broom. And everybody a laugh and a talk or a cook while they can pot. And it is just so beautiful to see, and when you're finished, everybody just sit on for one stone or something, and you look at where whatever you're cleaning or whatever you're doing, it is done and complete, and is we do it. If we do it, we will take care of it.
Of it.
Because we understand the sweat and the tear. You are invested. Part of you invested in it. We cannot just say, bless you, and separate yourself from that. Be a part of the blessing. You know, be a part of, don't congratulate because you're not congratulating. We want you to be there. Because the congratulation means like you're separating yourself. Hey, you're doing something for you. So, hey, it's nice that you've done that. No, a couple of people got together and do this. We want you to join.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, at this time, I'm going to take the opportunity to call out Mrs. Lewis and Mrs. Naughty for the awesome job that they're doing for us on the ground. Mrs. Lewis and Mrs. Naughty, we congratulate you, Mrs. Lewis and Mrs. Naughty. And, sir, we also bring you in, too, because you are the man of the hour. Yeah, these people are, you know, they see the need back there. They see the need. They're the ones who see the need. We are here in America. We can't see the need. They see the need and recommend these children to us. And they're not joking because they live it. It's like an everyday thing. They see it because these kids come to them every day. So big up to Miss Naughty, Mrs. Naughty, and Mrs. Lewis. And also a big shout out to our President HB. Yeah, who coordinated the event, and the event went off without an itch.
That's good.
Flawless.
As
flawless.
Yes.
From start to finish, you know, it was flawless.
And yes, and I want to say big up to T. Reed, our engineer in the background.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who have not seen the website, givebackjamaica.com, please visit the website as well. The videos are on there. We're kind of putting some more videos on. We're setting up our blogs. And if you're out there and need a place to blog, we can have your blog on the site as well. There's a whole lot of activities there. You visit and share the site. You know, we'd love to have you just paying a visit to www.givebackjamaica.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's our website, people. We have a lot of exciting things going on this website. And as Dr. F said, if you are looking for a place to blog, we can accommodate you. Definitely, we can accommodate you. This is Give Back Jamaica, and you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And you're listening to Sister Cecile, along with her co-host, Dr. Evelyn. And Auntie Marcella is on the line, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Auntie Marcella, I don't know if you were listening to us. We're starting helping to get a chicken.
A chicken coop.
they got a chicken coop now at the school. So they got 100 chickens. So we are going to helping there with some chicken as well.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in the next 2 weeks. So we're presently talking to someone. Auntie Judith is talking to somebody
mm-hmm.
in Jamaica to see if we can, the costing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we're calculating that to get a chicken from a chick to the table is going to cost, you know, with feed and everything, to produce one chicken, about $10. So we are asking, getting together, starting our donation thing. In another 2 weeks or so, we'll be able
mm-hmm.
to get about 200 chicken to them as well, to help them, you know, a little hang for the kids at breakfast. Also, you know, bringing a little revenue. It's not going to be much starting out, but, you know, we're helping them to develop their little effort in the farming. So that's our next project for the time being, along with all of the others that we're doing, you know. So just kind of get out there that you guys, if anybody would like to participate in the chick. little funding, go to our website, givebackjamaica.com, just givebackjamaica.com, or go to the webpage, Give Back Jamaica, on the Facebook page there, email Sister Cecile, or inbox Sister Cecile, and she'll be able to get to you. I don't have much access to Facebook. I'm on the road. And I know that my box must be humongously full. So if anybody's trying to contact with me, it's best you get to Sister Cecile. She'll be taking care of you right away. GiveBackJamaica.com is the Facebook page. GiveBackJamaica.com is a web page. GiveBackJamaica is your Facebook page as well, the same name. So anyway, you put GiveBackJamaica, you're supposed
you're
to be able to
up.
Link up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so,
Sister
Cecile, the link, Cecile.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, the link that you put on the WhatsApp, is the same link with PayPal where you could send a $20 or $30 when you're ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Is, there are more than one ways you can donate. Go ahead, Dr. Evan, and tell Auntie Martello about it.
Oh, you can. I think we have on the givebackjamaica.com, we have all of the different programs that we have. We try to create the link and make them accessible. We have a link from PayPal, so if some people may have PayPal and they want to use that, is CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com, the gmail.com. Also is givebackjamaica@gmail.com PayPal too as well. They can do help me out here. They can do the Zelle. The Zelle is Give Back Jamaica with my name, Evelyn Richardson, as well. With the Zelle, you just find the Zelle. The Zelle is with Wells Fargo. Give Back Jamaica.
Bank of America. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
well, Zelle is with everywhere, but I'm just telling.
Okay.
No, my Zelle is not with Bank of America. It's with Wells Fargo.
Okay,
yeah, so the Zelle is all the banks that uses it. You also have Cash App as well. The Cash App, I just realized I had a Cash App. I wasn't aware. Is Evelyn Richardson. Evelyn Richardson, the Cash App. We're going to try to, I don't think we can use our organization. This is why we had to use the name itself. But where we can use our organization, we have our organization's name. So it goes to the organization, Give Back Jamaica @gmail.com. Mm-hmm. That is a PayPal as well as the Zelle page as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the regular Caribbean Radio Show @gmail.com, we'll be able to get into the PayPal as well. But the links that we have out here, it is attached to one of the, I think that one is attached to the PayPal. That's the one that's attached to the PayPal. And you can make your donation safely through that.
It's very easy. Once you click on the givebackjamaica.com link, you'll see donate.
Immediately
if you click on the link, you don't have to search. You'll see donate. And the PayPal, the PayPal link, that's also fairly easy.
Mm-hmm.
I put those out there on the pages, so you know once you click on the link, you are in. Yes, Auntie Martella has left us. So, Dr. Ev, we are going places, and we will always have, you know, people say this and say that, but we know what we're about.
Well, we can't focus on
that. That is our focus. That is our focus. Where we're going, that is our focus. Our focus is to make the children of the Crescent Primary School, you know, into much better persons, becoming much, much better adults than basically we are. Because you and I know where we're coming from. And a lot of the people who are on the page, they also know where we're coming from. We were poor. We had nothing. And as a result of that, we know we have a little something. We can give a little thing, so to speak, and you know. Make the thing viable. Yeah, we should. Make the thing viable. Yeah, man. Make the thing viable. And I am so happy to be a part of this. You know, it's like we're doing something. You feel that you are giving back to humanity. There's some humane characteristics in you. And it makes you feel good to give back. You know, I remember... I remember Dr. Ev with going to Crescent, especially when I was in the seventh grade. And I remember my seventh grade teacher, Mrs. McDonald. And Mrs. McDonald, a teacher that you definitely have to be, out of this world not to conform to Mrs. McDonald's principles, because she was a principled woman. She would, you know, oh, she sat at her desk, and I always admire Mrs. McDonald. Oh, she sat at her desk, and how she talked to you as a child, or her presentation. And those are some of the joys I reflect on. Some of the joys I reflect on when I think about Crescent School. Crescent School has made us who we are, and we shouldn't. Crescent School has made us who we are, and we definitely, I mean, hail Crescent as the school that set us on the map. Auntie Martella, you can testify to that, because we know we were not rich. We were
not
rich.
And we're not even rich right now. We don't. But we're just sharing what we have, you know?
Yes. And that is all we ask for. That is all we ask for. All we asking for is to bless somebody, like, yeah, give somebody something.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this give back Jamaica program is going to go real far, because more and more persons are hearing about this charity organization and are inboxing me, what is going on? I hear this about the program, this, that. Yes, so when they see this, I honestly believe that people will definitely come on board. People will see that
yes.
It's no joke, and they'll come on board. And we're anticipating this. We're anticipating this. She talks about a storing up, not just like when we need to give a pair of shoes to a child, we're going to ask for donations at the point to give the child a shoe. We know we're going to have that stored away. We're going to have those things stored away. We're going to have a storeroom like we have our deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, and all those little things for kids. So any child that is in need can always go to the store and say, okay, give this child a package. Am I lying on Dr. Eva, am I lying?
Oh, yeah.
True.
That is what we want. That is what we want. We just don't want to ask on the spot, like, okay, we need a book bag for a child. We're going to ask for donations. No, we must have that book bag ready and
ready. Stack up already.
Yes. And that is what we're aiming for.
Yes, that's so true.
Mm-hmm. That is what we're aiming for. And we're going to get there, because, I mean, when I saw the shoe vendor went off and it went off without a hit, I'm like, yes, we are into this for good. We are into this for good. We are getting somewhere. This is just the beginning. We are going to be doing big things. And people are going to come back and tell us why. On a really other things, Crescent. Just like teachers, some other schools are calling and asking, so look, can I do something for my school? What can be done to my school? There are students at my school who don't have a tablet, students who don't have a pair of shoes, students who don't have good uniforms, students who, when they go home, they don't have any dinner. And we are endeavoring to widen this, not just let the focus be on Crescent alone. We want to widen this to other schools. We want to share and make our little Jamaica
sweet.
Yes. Dr. Ev.
I'm just taking in all of this, you know, kind of breathing on it, and I hope that everybody could get the fever, you know.
Yeah,
everybody could get
giving
the fever. That's the joy.
I give in fever, sister. I give in fever.
Yeah, man. call up your friend, call up your frenemy, call up everybody. Listen, man, drop one little couple of dollars in the pot. You know, everybody stir it up and, you know, make the thing, you know, just nice and easy. Because when we look at our country, you know, whether or not we have intention of going back, that's where we come from. You know, where we come from. And no matter where you go, I don't know, you never drink cut. So
Jamaica will always be home.
Exactly.
Jamaica will always be home. No matter where you go, no matter wherever life take you, Jamaica will always be home. And you know, my heart swells with pride sometimes when I see the Jamaican flag. I mean, when I'm home and I see the Jamaican flag, it don't mean so much to me, you know. But when I see the Jamaican flag abroad, your heart swells with pride. Your heart swells with pride. Because when you look at the colors and know what the colors signify, it signifies so much. It signifies so much. It's much.
Oh.
You look at the strength of the people. You look at the greenness of the hills, the vegetation, the lush vegetation, and then look at the bright sunshine for the yellow. Jamaica is perfect, man. Jamaica is a perfect place. It's a perfect place. And it's a pity some of us have to leave Jamaica to go elsewhere to live and work. Excuse me. Yeah. It's a pity, but we love our country. We love our country, and we ask that the same love and pride that you have for your country will propel you to do something for your country like we are doing. Mm-hmm. People like Dr. Ev, you know, HB, you know, they've been in this thing for a long time. And, excuse me, they know this thing in and out. I am just coming in, and I'm enjoying myself. I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of it because I want to see further down the road where this is taking us. And I know it's taking us to success.
Yes, yes. So true, so true. Yeah.
So Auntie Marcella, I know Auntie Marcella. That you, I mean, you love your son. You love your nephew. You love your nephew beyond words. Yes.
Of course. He sent me a voice note, you know. I was so happy to hear him.
He sent you a voice note.
He was so grateful. He's telling me thanks.
And
he sounds very excited.
Yes. He is. It shows on his face. And it shows on all the
We thank you.
We thank you. I mean, come on. These little kids are never going to forget this. They are never going to forget this. Not at all. Not at all. We're coming up on 24 minutes to the close of the show. And I'm going to... I want to just run a tune right now. Yeah.
You're on a tune, sister. What? I got sister.
Hi. What's up, girl? Oh, Chris. I'm so proud of him. Hold on. Okay. No, I'll have to call you back. I'll call you back a little later, shortly. All right. Good.
No house, nor no girl, nor no car. Stand firm in my life, nothing about you. From a barn, me and you are far. Mommy, I'm a princess, mommy, I'm a dancer. Lady, I'm a life, a girl, I'm the understand. Special dedication to the big woman. From your love, your mama, let me see your hand. The bus a blank to your mama, light up to your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you feel, mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama.
like you. I make you know you're happy. She bring you come here. From your heart, help me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no. Pull up the one you see your mama. Proud of your mama. Sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy. She bring you come here. From your heart, help me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Hey yo, I feel my mama this yes, I feel my mama this year. We gave her first, I'm last, yes, all of this. I feel my mama this yes, I feel my mama this. Anything you want, you want, get it. So anything you want, anything at all, anything you need, mama, no prayer to God. And this year is a sun fall. Put a blank to your mama, light up to your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you have to your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy, she bring you come here. From your heart, tell me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Put a blank to your mama, light up to your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one up to your mama. Roll by your mama, sing low to your mama. Yeah, I make sure you know you're happy. She bring you from your from your heart, tell me sing it one.
I could see my mama right now, you know. Auntie Marcel, I don't know if your mother alive, but I know that my mother is not here right now. But I thought if I could see my mother, I would give her light. I would raise a light.
Give her everything, sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah, and mama. Then my mama is still alive. She's 86.
Wow. 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 Yeah. Wow. Light of your mama. You know.
Light of your mama.
Yeah, mama. The mothers are the ones who are holding down the fort. And it is so true. It is so true that when you look at even the shoe donation the other day, it was the mothers who came out and supported, brought their kids out and to get their kids fitted with shoes. So, yes, light of your mama. Love my mama, man, because mama had so many things going on while we were growing up. She had to take care of so many things. She had to know so we eat. She had to know so we sleep well. She had to know so, we forgot school and the little lunch money. And, it's the mothers who are holding down the fort. And I salute all mothers tonight, and especially the mothers of the students of the Crescent Primary School. Light up in my mama. So, Dr. Ev.
Yes, ma'am.
Light up in my mama. Your mama is still alive. Your mama is still alive. My mother is gone, but light up here still because she held on the fort while daddy hustling, bringing the things them and so on. She hold it down. Gonna market, gonna sell her ackee and her, green banana and planting and other little things. Light of your mama. Yeah, so we listen to the Caribbean Radio Show, Sirius Radio, the Knowledge Station, and this is Give Back Jamaica. And giving back is what we do. It is what we do, and we do this from our hearts. We mean what we do, and we do what we mean. And in the true spirit of the Crescent School's motto, only the best is good enough. We are riding on that, and that is our motto also. Only the best is good enough. We will only do the best for these students. Only the best, because we know that's what's good enough. Yes, Dr. M. So we have this thing all as Jamaicans would say, we have this thing all pat. We have it all pat. And all of the things are going to come together like a puzzle. Starting to see the pieces fitting in. And there are more pieces that we have to fit in, and truly we're going to fit them in also. You know, with the help of our friends, our families, and, you know, people who have been to Crescent School, we're going to do this thing. And and tonight, as we talk these success stories, the successes that we've had so far, we're bossy. And we're asking for, you know, especially for sponsorship for some more kids. Help us sponsor some more kids.
Our sponsor what? Chicken, $10.
Our sponsor chicken. Our sponsor chicken. I know, this is no joke. Sponsor chicken. Put a chicken in the coop. Put a chicken in the coop.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Put a chicken in the coop.
I love that.
Yes. You know, your money will go towards buying the chicken and buying some feeding and all of that. Yes, and in six weeks' time, it's going to be time to harvest these chickens. 6 weeks' time. It's no long-term venture. It's a short thing, you know, to get people in the groove, to get students participating in gardening and farming, to bring in a little something. It won't be much, but these children will appreciate it because they participated in it. Put that chicken in the coop.
Put that chicken in the coop. I love that. That could be the title of a song. Put that chicken in the coop. This is wonderful.
We are on here night after night, and I truly enjoy, you know, spending time with you, Dr. Ev, because it's always something going on, you know. I love when they talk about all the grung thunder and them things. Sometimes I laugh at myself.
No, I laugh at my grung thunder one. Come on, man. Have a little mercy on the sister.
Grung thunder. I mean... Oh, gosh. I would love to see you walking with your grung thunder on the ground at times, you know.
I do it same way. Without hesitation, I do it same way.
You know, grung thunder, going down a river, you know.
I grung thunder. I step on them big old rock stone there.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if I could have managed to walk in her shoes on the rock stone. You can't you have to use your toe to grip the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to have your shoe could not do that, you know?
Yeah.
It would take your bare foot. Auntie Martha, I don't know anything about river.
Not true.
No, because we don't have no river in a Sligo Bill.
There's no river up in Sligoville, but we know about the river. Go catch crayfish and janga and feel on a stone. I mean, that kind of gear, you know, because you're feeling underneath the stone. You don't know if a crayfish underneath.
Oh, you don't know what underneath.
Ooh,
and sometimes a heel can grab your hand, because the river heels.
Yeah.
Or the crayfish can just
come
in your finger. Oh, my gosh.
Especially then crayfish with them big pumpy.
Them big. Oh, them big. Them. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. They almost look like
lobster.
A lobster. A mini lobster. Some of them.
A mini
that
lobster.
Big. Mm-hmm. The only thing that we never had in the bog walk here are crab. Of course, we're not having a crab around here. But that's the only thing that Ryokobri never give us. But Ryokobri River was our food source, you know, part of our food source. Because, of course, well, it's part of our everyday living. You go for water, and the water you use to drink and be, and of course, you'll be down a river. But you carry up some water to cook and drink and be because
that's
not all the while you go river. When the river come down, is a wonderful thing because it washes away all of the things. Oops, all of the things like the coconut. Coconut.
The algae and all them something they form on the stone. The moss. Clean out the river.
But why you use the algae, the river stone for? We never use those. Do we use them?
We use those to beat the clothes on.
I thought you say we like the green. Oh, you're talking about the stone itself.
No, no, I'm saying that the river clean out all the algae. It wash out everything off the stones. Clean up the river. In the river, after the river, it gets, the river flooded and after the water run off and everything, you get a brand new river. It's clean. The stones, them washed.
Yeah, but you're talking about washcloth. You're talking about food.
No. I'm talking
about
river
come down at that time, we're glad because we don't think the river go clean.
Hold a minute for me. If you want to talk to me, just press 1 on your keypad and just put up your hand and I'll see you. Even if you're in the back of the class, I'll see you because we want to talk to you. So, Dr. Eve, I thought you were talking about, the stones, what we use the stones for. And I was saying we use the stones.
Talking about just the river is a source of food. And, like when the river comes down, we get breadfruit, we get coconut. I mean, so much thing come down in the river. Everything come in the river anyway. And, of course, if the river come over into the street and it hit out the fish then, then when the river draw, we get all of those fish them on the road.
Okay, Dr. Eve, all the points. 910-578. I have a caller here who is burning to talk to me. Caller, head. I know you are a Crescent student, so go ahead and tell me something about your experience at Crescent and how you want to donate.
Hi, I'm Nordia. I attended Crescent, at that time it was all age.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's primary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Right. So I attended from grade 1, I think I went up to grade 5, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really good experience. I can remember the people selling outside the gate.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers, I remember my grade 4 teacher, Miss Barrett, my grade 5 teacher. I really had a good childhood experience at Crescent. That was it's a really good elementary school. Well,
you see what I'm talking about, Nordia? The experience you have at Crescent. No, this is what we are working on, and what we've come up with is the Give Back Jamaica. And you might not be so familiar with it, but there are so many things going on with the Give Back Jamaica. And I know you have a donation to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting you on the spot. to make your donation, make a little contribution to Crescent. Because, Nadia, when we were at Crescent, Crescent was, I mean, you say you were there at when it was all age. So you know the former glory. You know the glory of Crescent.
Yes.
Right. So we need help, and we need people like you, Nadia, to come on board and work with us at Give Back Jamaica so that we can make cool go back to its former glory. We can make Crescent become the envy of all the schools, the primary schools in the Caribbean. So, Nadia,
yeah.
Dr. Ev, you have 7 minutes, Dr. Ev, to tell Nadia how to give back to this program. So go ahead and tell
well,
Nadia.
Well, Miss Nadia, welcome into the Crescenter circles. So much things, and I'm happy that you are able to get a part of the discipline and a part of the vibration that is so much Crescent, uniquely Crescent. And for you to be here with us, it is a welcome party. Welcome back into the circles. For giving forward or giving back, putting in, we have so many programs. We have the sponsor program, sponsoring a child. You can sponsor a child. We have the bellyful program, just giving a donation of $25 to give to feed a child for a month. We have the bus, the transportation, and the bellyful program together. That's about $50 a month. And the trifecta is the bellyful program, little books and incendiary stuff like that, and the transportation, $70 a month, which is really, really a blessing for these children. We have the chicken in the coop. chicken in the coop.
Put that chicken in the coop. Put that chicken in the coop.
Put that chicken in the coop. We just started that because there is a coop now that's set up at the school, so we're trying to get chicken in the coop to have some kind of sustainability help out with some protein and stuff. And that is one of the programs that we are going to be on for the next couple of weeks, because we need a chicken in the coop by the next 2 weeks. So that's a nice little program. $10 can get a chicken in the coop, you know, and the whole $10 will bring them to the table, because they have to think about feeds and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And we have our hygiene program for the girls. Boy, when we are going to school, we never have much of the underwear thing them and a lot of the perfume stuff them and deodorant and thing. So we're trying to get a little package that and have them available that when those needs come along, especially for the girls, we can have those. We have our one, that's one child, the destined who overlived them time over 30, 40 years, if you don't mind, Sharp. They're just dilapidated. And what we're talking about with one, that's one child, is so important now with the COVID thing. So these guys can be separated and not three of us on a desk like we used to be before. So that is a program that we're working on. We have purchased a few of the desks already. We're looking to furnish at least one classroom for the coming year coming up. And, of course, one of our most successful program is the Kickers Club. When you talk about kids not having shoes in Jamaica, our proper shoes, we really have an enormous need for that. We were able to give about 288 shoes, our first debut at this program. We are planning, as a matter of fact, we have 5 schools now who have showed made their application or made some kind of attempt to get our help. That is going to be a challenge. We're trying to get 1,500 shoes for our next program coming up.
And that's a big, big deal because the need there is very, very, very much. And if you want to hear some of our stories and see some of the things we're doing, we just finished to Martella there, just get the excitement of her child, just responding with gratitude towards her help. She's a sponsor, and the sponsors, we always call them auntie, if it's a male uncle. We just had a nice little sit-down, exquisite dinner for them. So that's a part of our old conversation. This was done yesterday. Give them a little present. Wine and dine them, literally. Had an artist come in and serenade them. And it was a really delicious moment for them, if I may say so for myself. And so there's so many things. And if you have some idea, gone to the school, you may feel that you want to bring something unique. We'll entertain that. This is what we're all about. We are all in this together. We want this community. We want to get a change, something unique. With our Kickers program, that has never been done in Jamaica. And so Give Back Jamaica is a pioneer of fitting shoes to students. And we're going to be making this one of our biggest projects so we can really, top shelf, our top shelf, Sister Cecile, talk about really getting into deep rural areas. This is where we're going to do a lot of focus. While into the inner city students, you know, maybe can get some help, but those people in the deep rural area, nobody kind of remember them because they're not in the limelight. And we're going to be focusing on them as well. So much to do. And with that said, you know, you pick your poison. You know, we love for you to tell your friends and family. You can do a special project, you know, get a few folks together and do a special project, and certainly we'll execute it for you.
Sounds great. I love all those ideas.
GiveBackJamaica.com, and you can donate. We just have a couple seconds to go before the close of our program. And we thank you all for showing up tonight. You showed up and showed out. And definitely we are looking for big, 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 big things to happen. And again, I thank you all for coming to the show. Thank you for participating. Dr. Ev, I thank you so much. You've come night after night after night after night, you know, with me on this program. And I welcome that. And I thank you all for being here tonight, and this is where we say good night and have a beautiful week. Thank you all.